All right, we're joined in the media center by Funny Car Provisional number one qualifier, John Force. John went to the top. His run of 3.887, 327.90 miles per hour. John, if it holds up, be your first number one qualifier of the year. Certainly been kind of an up and down year as far as qualifying goes. How happy were you with that run right there?
Well, my car was real fast in testing. Daniel Hood and Fabrizi runs it. Daniel's my son-in-law, actually, and husband. But ran a string of 80s at testing in Phoenix, but I got to Pomona and we were off the game. Couldn't get back. Gainesville, Phoenix, it just wasn't going anywhere. And it'd be quick one run and then Whitten for a number. And it made a run, but there again, it didn't do it again. So there'll probably be changes in the clutch. But for right now, that won't stick tomorrow, but it feels good to get back up here with y'all.
Absolutely.
You're the most recent four-wide winner and also won the very first one. I know you had mixed feelings about that. How are you feeling about four-wides right now?
Oh, yeah, but I like different kinds of racing. I like the fact that the race, to me, goes too fast, and it's hard for the crew chiefs to stay up on the lanes, and it's really hard on a driver to find himself. Brittany and I went out this morning looking at the track, trying to figure out, this throws a curveball in the middle of everything, but it's different for the fans. We come here twice a year, just like Charlotte, so I'm good with it.
Darren? You guys, team-wise, it's been a great start to the year. Obviously, Robert with two wins early in the season. How motivated are you guys to kind of join him and put together a good weekend here in Vegas?
Well, I always root for my teammates, but it's about my team winning. That's what I want to do. And but I cheer Robert on. He's done great, had a great car. But I had a meeting with my guys this morning, and they want meetings every week now because we went out and ran good. But I said, if anyone's been the problem, it's been me. My head got mental in the pandemic, and I've whacked my head too many times in crashes. And I struggle a lot with being happy, so to speak. And I told this earlier down there on TV that I went, my wife and I, Lori, we took the babies to go see Sing 2, and the boys were laughing and I got all into it. But the story of that, I think it's been out a while, so I won't ruin it. But the old rock star, the old lion, was depressed and he couldn't write his music. And I thought about that and I thought, my wife goes, that is you. You're on a roller coaster every day, happy one day, terrible the next. And she said, you need to find the music, or find your heart and get back in this game. And I really, Sarah had a rough ride with me and Brittany in the car all the way up here. They beat me up the whole trip. When I got out here today, I was a different animal. And I started going and doing meetings. Coyle said, do you do the meetings like you used to do? No, that all got old and I'm old, but I jumped in there and except for Robert's team, I leave that team alone. But my guys were excited and I just, I hope it stays. I don't want it to go away. I don't like being unhappy. And I got a grandbaby, the little Indy car, Ray Hall. Her name is, it's Harlan, but they call her Happy. She's always saying, I'm Happy Grandpa. So, hey, I want to congratulate Wilkerson on his new baby. I think it's Galvin. Roy's his dad's name. I think I got that right. And I want to thank Tony Stewart for coming into our sport. It's really going to help draw people. I don't know Tony very well, but I know he's a businessman and really good at what he does, obviously. So that's great for us. And of course, the winners. But want to see Beckman come back. I'm really looking forward to that. I missed him. He's one of the great ones. And anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here.
John, last thing I have for you is rest of the weekend. Obviously, it's the first kind of warmer conditions we've seen this year. What's kind of the game plan the rest of the weekend tomorrow as far as qualifying?
Well, we'll be doing shows all day, and we'll be in the eliminator or the tent over here with all the fans. All the drivers do that. But it's to come back out tomorrow and figure out how to go A to B, go down this racetrack. There was somebody else I wanted to congratulate, too. The baby, and what was the other thing? Oh, Jim Dunn, 88 years old. God bless him. It says on his car, Jim, they're celebrating his birthday. I don't know if it was 2 months ago, but anyway. I'm excited. I got a birthday coming next month. I'll be 107. So anyway, Sarah said I'm not allowed to say it. So anyway, but I see some new faces in here. That's cool. Sorry you can't get in shoots. Okay, but anyway. But shoots, I love him. We go way back. Any other questions?
You mentioned Austin Coyle. Do you still like him in touch with him often?
Austin Coyle's People don't know it, even though we fought, we were best of friends. Austin Coyle, I got to give him credit for who I am today.
What? Scoot over that way.
Oh, I walked out of your camera?
It's all good.
Anyway, him and Bernie Pedley were just the best. They got us all those wins. And he's the one that talked to me yesterday and said, I ain't seeing you. What do you mean? I'm just like I always says, oh, you're miserable. You're unhappy all the time. Well, when you have four teams and, you know, and you got to plug sponsors like Power Solar. I raced with that guy 35 years ago. Power Steel, of course, Peak, Auto Club, Chevrolet, Cornwell Tools, Flavor Pack, Montana Brand.